Hey, not bad. Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is kind of fun, huh? I'm not very good, but I can see how a lot of people get addicted to this activity and play it with others. Do you? The title of our lesson today is Foot Shuttlecock. But where did the jinzi come from? That's what we're going to find out today. So here's a question for you. According to our lesson, why do some practice jinzi every day? Why do some practice jinzi every day? And what is an official shuttlecock made of? What's an official shuttlecock made of? I wonder if I'm holding an official shuttlecock. I guess we're going to find out. Let's begin.
Foot shuttlecock. Foot shuttlecock play began before the Han Dynasty. It may have evolved from Tzu-ju, a ball game used to train and relax soldiers. The sport spread across Asia and remains very popular today. In mainland China, co-workers organize games during breaks. Individuals of all ages practice jianzi every day for health and diversion. Many swear to its benefits as daily exercise. One man, Fan Tianyuan, had surgery for cancer at the age of 58. 6 months later, he won a jianzi competition with 1,798 kicks in a row.
Hi everyone, welcome to English Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 evolve 这个动词 ,V-O-L-V 这个字根有转或卷的意思。所以 evolve 是指逐步演变或者是逐步的进化。例如 English, just like many other languages, is constantly evolving and changing. 英文如同其他的许多语文一直不断的在演进跟改变。如果你要说明从哪里开始演进的话是用 from 这个机器词。那眼镜到什么状态的话是用 into 这个介系词。例如 ,the documentary shows how the city evolved from a small town into the capital of the country. 这部纪录片呈现出这个城市如何从一个小镇演变成一个国家的首都。继续我们看的是 diversion 这个名词。di 这个字首有分开的意思。VERS 这个字根有转变的意思，所以 diversion 在这里是指分心之事，也就是消遣娱乐。例如 ,these kids have been studying too hard. They need a diversion such as sports. 这些孩子读书读得太辛苦了，他们需要消遣一下，像是运动之类的。diversion 也指转换或转移，这个时候它就是一个不可数名词。例如 ,the diversion of the Yangtze River is one of the world's biggest water diversion projects. 长江改道是全世界最大型的水道改道的计划之一。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, Rebecca, this is what you call a head shuttlecock.
Okay, yes. Well, obviously you have mastered the skill of wearing a head shuttlecock.
That's right. If you can balance a shuttlecock on your head, well, you'll be able to head off a well-balanced attack.
Oh, is that so? Well, thank goodness today we're not talking about head shuttlecock, but we're talking about foot shuttlecock. And as you remember from yesterday, foot shuttlecock involves kicking the shuttlecock with your feet.
Ah, there we go. Now it is a foot shuttlecock. I don't know if you can see it clearly. It is on my foot. There we go. I am a professional foot shuttlecockist. I don't know if that's the correct term, but someone who plays foot shuttlecock. And the play began, let me continue here, before the Han Dynasty. Rebecca, mm-hmm. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Han Dynasty?
Well, we learned yesterday that the shuttlecock, this game, has actually... It actually started over 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, shuttlecock has been around a long time, too.
But it has evolved. And it has evolved, and we see this name for the shuttlecock game. We learned yesterday that this game has many different names, right? We see here, 蹴鞠. It may have evolved from 蹴鞠, a ball game used to train and relax soldiers. The sport spread across Asia and remains very popular today. And it's true. I know of a lot of people who love to play 毽子.
Well, in mainland China, co-workers organize games during breaks. Individuals of all ages practice 毽子 every day for health and diversion.
Right. Well, would you play something for a diversion, Rebecca?
Well, of course. Actually, when I'm at home, This is probably not the best thing, but sometimes I get really distracted and I need some diversion, so I play with our little kitty.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Like last night I was playing with her. I had this string and it was great. It was very relaxing.
Yeah, sometimes it gets your mind off of serious things and you can have some kind of diversion, right? And I think maybe that's part of the reason why some people play 毽子 is not just for health, but also to maybe distract yourself from some serious stuff and have something different to do.
Well, many swear to its benefits as daily exercise. Now, we see this word swear to in our lesson. And typically, when I think of the word swearing, I think of doing something you shouldn't be doing or saying things that you shouldn't be saying.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes bad words, we call them swear words. Or cussing, right? However, in our lesson, it's a little bit different. If you swear to do something, or if you swear to the benefits, that means you really believe in its benefits, okay? So it's like you're saying, I swear this has great benefits.
Mm-hmm. And that is what our author is saying when she uses this word swear to when referring to 毽子. Many swear to its benefits as daily exercise. Well, let's continue on here. One man, Fan Tianyan. Tianyan? Is that how you say his name?
Tianyan, maybe. Yes.
Maybe. So. Okay. Well, he had surgery for cancer at the age of 58. And what happened 6 months later?
Yeah, this is very interesting. Okay, so it's interesting that cancer and the 毽子 are somehow related here in our lesson because 6 months later, he won a 毽子 competition with 1,798 kicks in a row. So this guy was doing 毽子 for his own health. Perhaps it was a diversion from thinking about cancer as well. And wow, this is a lot of kicks.
1,798 kicks?
Yeah.
I can barely do two kicks.
Yeah, I know.
I can barely do two consecutive kicks.
Right, we did three consecutive kicks yesterday.
Yeah.
But that was hard. It just dropped to the ground afterwards.
Right, and imagine doing 1,798 consecutive kicks.
Right, that sounds like a big accomplishment. Friends, we've been using this word consecutive. It's not in your magazine, but you saw that phrase, something in a row, right? That means back to back. So he did 1,798 kicks in a row. It didn't fall on the ground in between. We could use this word. He did that many consecutive kicks.
Or you can use this word in other ways. For example, Peter has won the Most Valuable Player Award for the third consecutive year. That means 3 years in a row, he won the same award.
That's right. Well, our school, our basketball team in high school, won the tournament 10 consecutive years. So 10 years in a row. Well, friends, right now it is time for us to do something different. Mm-hmm. Let's walk on over to the
Info Cloud.
Ready, Rebecca?
Hi, friends. As you know, one of the difficult parts of learning English is all of our irregular past tense verbs.
It's not singed, it's sang. Not braked, but broke.
Not swimmed, but swam.
And there are a few patterns you might learn to help, but a lot of these just require simple memorization.
There is one verb, though, that might be confusing when memorizing its past tense form because it has two past tense forms. This is the word hang, H-A-N-G.
Now, you've probably learned that the past tense of hang is hung, and that is correct for almost all situations.
For example, yesterday I hung up my laundry, and then I went out and hung out with my friends.
Right, you would never say, I hanged out my clothes, or I hanged out with my friends.
No, definitely not. But you might hear hanged in an old Western movie.
Why? Because the word hang can mean to hang a person as an extreme punishment for a crime, as often happens in cowboy movies. When this meaning is used, we should use the past tense form hanged, but only when it has that meaning.
So, don't get confused if you do hear it. It's being used correctly, but you are doing the right thing by using hung for the past tense of hang in everyday conversation.
Hang 这个字的过去式有两个，一个是 hung, H-U-N-G, 另一个是 hanged, H-A-N-G-E-D. 那到底应该用哪一个呢？取决于 hang 本身的定义。Hang 可以解释为悬挂或者垂下，这个时候 hang 的过去式要用hung, 比如说 he hung the picture on the wall, 他把图画挂在墙上。Hang 的另一个意思呢是施以绞刑，也就是被吊死。那若是要表达这个意思， hang 的过去式是 hanged, 而不是 hung. He was hanged at high noon. 他在正午被处死。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次再见。Studio Classroom is on the air.
All right, well, here I go. Here are my shuttlecock skills. Hey, not bad. Not bad at all. This is a foot shuttlecock. This is what we're learning about today. Man, this goes way back. People before the Han Dynasty were playing with something like this. And a lot of people swear to its health benefits. Well, how exactly is a shuttlecock made? What does an official shuttlecock look like? Let's find out.
Foot shuttlecock. In 1999, several countries formed the International Shuttlecock Federation to facilitate international competitions. China and Vietnam are deemed the best competitors, but European nations, such as Germany and France, also make strong showings in world championships. For official competitions, the standard shuttlecock, featherball, or jianqiu, has four goose or duck feathers of equal length, which are short and the same color. However, everyday shuttlecocks can be made of any kind of feather, from chicken to ostrich. All of them have two things in common, fun and exercise.
OK, 接下来我们看 Federation 这个名词。Federation 在这里是指协会或联盟。例如 Thailand is one of the members of the Asian Weightlifting Federation. 泰国是亚洲举重协会的会员国之一。或者是 the International Tennis Federation holds different types of competitions every year. 国际网球协会每一年都会举办各种类型的比赛。Federation 也指联邦。例如 the United States is a federation of 50 states. 美利坚合众国是一个由50个州形成的联邦政府。最后我们看 deem 这个动词， deem 是指视为、认为或者是觉得，后面可以加上名词或者是形容词。例如 because the building was damaged by the hurricane, the city council deemed it unsafe. 由于这栋建筑被飓风给吹坏了，市议会认定它有违安全。 deem 也可以常用被动语态， Jeremy Lin is deemed one of the most famous Asian NBA players. 林书豪被视为最有名的亚洲 NBA 篮球选手之一。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So in this next section, we learn something else very interesting. We read, in 1999, several countries formed the International Shuttlecock Federation to facilitate international competitions. So that's actually a pretty big deal if you're forming a federation to facilitate international competitions.
Yeah, they took the sport seriously enough and they wanted to create a space or a place for people from different countries to come and compete with the jinzi or the foot shuttlecock, right? So this shuttlecock federation facilitates international competitions. Now to facilitate something, it could mean different things, but here it means to make something easier, to provide a place for something.
So let's say, for example, we're going to have a game night and lots of people are coming over to our house to have this game night. I would love to play and participate, but rather than participate, I'm going to just facilitate the game night so I make sure everything goes smoothly and make sure everyone else has an opportunity to play.
Hey, that reminds me of when people facilitate a discussion. Because maybe if you get together with a group of other people to discuss a certain topic, sometimes people have different opinions and they might get into a heated argument. And if you don't have a facilitator, someone to facilitate the discussion, then it could get out of hand, right? But if there's a facilitator, they can maybe ask people to state their different views. Maybe they can moderate. Maybe someone's not speaking very much, and they can ask the person what their opinion is if you are facilitating the group.
And so perhaps we could say the International Shuttlecock Federation will serve as the facilitator because they're facilitating international competitions. Well, continuing on, we read China and Vietnam are deemed the best competitors. But European nations, such as Germany and France, also make strong showings and world championships.
Okay, well, we continue here. For official competitions, the standard shuttlecock, featherball or jianqiu, has four goose or duck feathers of equal length, which are short and the same color. And that is the answer to the question that I asked earlier, what is an official shuttlecock made of? Let's see if this shuttlecock we have here matches the requirements. Rebecca, what do you think?
Let's see here. It has, okay, four feathers.
Yes.
Goose or duck feathers of equal length.
One, two, three, four, five.
Oh, no, there's more than four.
Right.
So maybe they're kind of stuck together. So here's one, two, three, four.
Maybe this isn't an official shuttlecock.
Maybe not.
That's okay.
But it is made of goose or duck feathers, right?
I would like to see one made of ostrich feathers.
Really? Ostrich feathers?
Yeah, well, our lesson says that everyday shuttlecocks can be made from any kind of feather, from chicken to ostrich. Perhaps this is made with chicken feathers, but I would love to see someone try to take a feather from an ostrich and
actually
make a jinzi out of it.
You know something, Gabe? Ostriches have really big feathers.
And they have really bad tempers.
Yes, they do. But their feathers are really big. I remember finding an ostrich feather once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was huge. Because way back when I was younger, I had friends. I had friends, and they owned an ostrich.
What?
Mm-hmm. This was when I lived in Pennsylvania.
They had one of these?
Yeah, they had one of those.
Wow.
And so we found one of its feathers in the grass.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know that you could have made a jianzi out of the ostrich feathers.
I didn't know then, but I do know now.
Yeah, this would be a jianzi for a giant. A jianzi for a giant. Let's write a book.
Okay, go for it. You write the book, and I will edit it.
You can illustrate it.
Yes. Well, let's continue on with the very last sentence in our lesson. All of them have two things in common: fun and exercise. Now, if you have something in common with somebody else, that just means that you have something that's similar between the two of you.
Yeah, so for example, Rebecca and I have some differences, but we also have a lot in common. Let's see, what are some things we have in common?
Well, first, we both like cats.
Yes, yes, good. We both like cats.
Second, we both like to have fun.
We both like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We both like to travel.
Oh, yes.
We have that in common. We both love young people. We have that in common.
Yep, we both love young people.
We both believe that coffee is better than tea.
Wait. Hold on for just a moment, Gabe. That's one thing we don't have in common. Tea is better than coffee, and you all know that.
Right.
Well, you know there's something else that we really have in common.
What do we have in common?
We both really enjoy watching review skits.
And we also love hogging the screen for the review skit. It's my turn.
What are made with feathers and have been slowly making their way across the world for over 2,000 years?
Pillows.
No. Foot shuttlecocks.
Oh, what do you do with it?
You keep it in the air using your feet or any other part of your body, except your hands.
Oh, what's it made of?
Typically four feathers attached to a weighted pad or disc.
Oh, so the feathers stabilize the shuttlecock's flight.
Exactly.
And where do you play?
Anywhere. Oh. You can practice using short kicks to keep it airborne.
Okay. Can you play with others?
Sure. Players propel the shuttlecock high through the air as they pass it from person to person.
So all you do is keep it off the ground?
Well, you might also want to show off your skills.
I see. What about competitive events?
The International Shuttlecock Federation facilitates international competitions.
Oh, do they play on special courts?
Yes. Players on teams kick the shuttlecock over a net. Play is fast-paced and rigorous.
I'm sure it is. I guess playing foot shuttlecock is good exercise?
Yes. Individuals of all ages practice every day for health and diversion.
Well, do all shuttlecocks look like this one?
Many look like this, but some are different.
Oh.
But they all have one thing in common.
What's that?
Fun and exercise.
Well, what are you waiting for? Teach me how to play.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Catch it.
Okay.
Hey, Gabe, what do you have there?
This is called a hacky sack. A lot of people in the West play with a hacky sack. It's kind of like a jinzi. It has the same purpose anyway.
Well, you know something, Gabe? I discovered a new way to play shuttlecock with my hands.
I don't think that's the correct way, and you need to work on that. Friends, we have another great lesson for you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.